Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. This is Jade, Strainey, Damien, Sammy, Lucas in the morning. Got another email actually across the weekend, and that was that they enjoyed this part of the podcast more so than any other part of the podcast, which means that they don't actually like the show stuff that we put in.
That's not true. It means they've heard the show stuff, but they just want to hear all the rest. So, hey, poor old Sammy can't hear us at all. You and I are chatting away here. Sammy can't hear a single thing we're saying.
I can hear Strainey, but I can't hear Damien.
Oh, that's a good thing then. You can only hear me, but not Damien.
Listen,
you've been planning this for years.
Yes, indeed. His mic has turned up really, really loud. Oh, he's just kicked the bucket. Here he comes. He's coming over to have a bit of a chat.
Even if Strainey hadn't got his microphone on, you would still hear him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. From wherever you are in Sydney. You know what? We're going to make it nice and simple and say, here's what happened in the show for a Monday. Big news this morning, and when we get big entertainment news, there is one man we turn to. Peter Ford is Australia's leading entertainment reporter. How are you this morning, Peter?
Well, I'm really well, thank you. Nice to be with you lot, but unfortunately the news isn't that great. I got a call last night from Bert and Paddy Newton. When their name comes up on my phone, I always get a great thrill out of that. And Paddy sounded pretty upbeat, but she said, I have got some news for you, and that is that Bert had his leg amputated yesterday, as in Saturday. And yes, I was obviously shocked, but she said, don't report this as a sad story, because we had a choice. Bert made a choice that this was almost a life and death situation. If he didn't have it done, he would be dead within a couple of months. Having it done, he's at least got a few years ahead of him now. So that was the choice he made, because he just loves his family so much and doesn't want to go anywhere just yet.
Pete, why did he have to have his leg amputated? What led to this?
Well, Sammy, I'm not a vascular surgeon. I don't know exactly, but what I can tell you, it's a really interesting story. It was around Christmas time. He had a little toe infection, and Paddy didn't think that much of it, but she took a photograph of it and sent it to the doctor, and he said, you know, we better get him in and have a look. And so they did, and that began a whole series of visits to doctors and specialists and vascular surgeons. And last week, he's actually been in hospital quietly for the last 6 weeks, but the story didn't get out. And then suddenly they said, you know, you've got a choice. You've got a choice to have your leg amputated and stay alive, or lose it and you can have a few more years. So it was pretty much as blunt as that. So I don't know. I think most people, it's a pretty lousy choice, really, isn't it? Left or right. But he made the choice to stick around.
And do we know how he's feeling at the moment? Because he's just had the surgery. How are the family feeling in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's challenging times, obviously, Damien, and he's not laughing that much at the moment. But that'll come back. That'll come back. You know, he'll find a way to make fun of it all and have a laugh. But it's clearly a huge change to your life. Yeah. I mean, just in practical terms, where they live, it's a townhouse, and the bedrooms and the bathrooms are all upstairs. So, Paddy doesn't want him sort of living up there on his own all the time. So they're putting in like a makeshift bedroom downstairs, and they're having to get a bathroom installed and all those practical day-to-day things that, you know, when your life has changed very dramatically like this, that you've got to accommodate.
Yeah. I heard you say, and I want to pick up on something, Pete, that you said that the surgeon said if you have your leg amputated, you'll have a few more years. Are you saying that's all we've got with Bert?
Look, I didn't mean it to sound quite like that, but he's 83 years old, so and he's not been in great health now for 10 years or so, but it's not a case that he's got exactly 3 years left or anything like that, but hopefully many more. But, you know, he just adores those grandkids, and they would be devastated without him, and it is a horrible story, but as Paddy and Bert gave me very clear instructions, don't report it as a sad story.
Well, it is it's a positive story because ultimately we have him for a few more years, and that is the most important thing. So, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. Mm. And, yeah, you know, it's...
I will let him know the good wishes from the gong.
You're
give
a good man.
Give him a big hug from me, Pete. I will do, Sammy.
He thinks the world of you. So, yeah, as I say, once I've got an update, once I've spoken to him in better length, you know, he's still quite sedated, obviously. It was only Saturday afternoon they took the leg. Yeah. So once I got an update, I'll let you know.
You're a good man. Peter Ford, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Extraordinary news, isn't it? But as Peter said, you know, a good news story because we've still got the king of Australian entertainment around with us. And it came to you first right across the Illawarra from Peter Ford, of course, Australia's leading entertainment reporter.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy Lucas.
Damien Leith.
I have a very important thing to bring up with you, all right? Myself and Straney had a discussion before 6 o'clock about something that happened over the weekend, and I think you're the only one who can really resolve this issue, okay? It's to do with Queenslanders, all right?
Oh.
And you are a Queenslander, all right? So,
well, I did grow up in Queensland, born and bred, but I have now lived in New South Wales for longer than I ever lived in Queensland. Yeah. So I don't know if that technically still makes me a Queenslander.
You can take a Queenslander out of Queensland, but you can't. No,
it's true.
No, oh,
wow.
No, I got that wrong, didn't I?
So wrong.
You can take the...
take the girl out of Queensland. Ah, you can never take the Queensland out of the
Thank
girl.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you.
Thank God someone was, who knows the actual phrases. Okay, so I'm up there in gorgeous Queensland at the weekend. I was in Mackay and I was in Townsville. Arrived into Townsville, booked into the hotel. It was a good hotel. In fact, actually, the Broncos were staying in the hotel, which was a bit of a worry to me because I slagged them off so often. Thought they might beat me up or something. They'll go, you're that guy. Because they listen to into this show every single morning, of course.
Did they win?
No, they lost by 1 point. There was a field goal. Can you believe that? Yeah.
But the Reds won, so Queensland was happy. Go on.
Yeah, anyway, so long story short, went into my hotel room and there was a welcome kit to my hotel room.
Yeah, isn't that lovely when they do that?
Well, here's what they had, and this is why I think they're odd up there, okay? Maybe you could explain why I would have got this, okay? There was one bottle of beer. Okay, one bottle of beer. It was a lager and it wasn't 4X or anything like that. It was some random beer. A little bottle of dishwashing liquid, right? I don't know why. This wasn't a self-catered room, by the way. Didn't have a kitchen or anything like that. So I don't know what this was for. And one Tim Tam. Okay, so that was welcome to Queensland. Welcome to your room in this hotel. A beer, dishwashing liquid, and a Tim Tam. Please explain.
Haven't you heard of that Queensland tradition where you sit in a bath and you you slurp through a beer to the Tim Tam?
Ah,
or you slurp the beer up through the Tim Tam. It's an old Queensland tradition we were all taught in primary school.
I get it. It's like the Queensland alternative to doing the shoey, you know. Yeah. Instead of filling the shoe, what you do is it's called a tammy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, when it comes to telling the truth or telling a lie, where do you lie?
I can't lie.
Oh, you're just...
You know this about me. Like, I can't lie. I find it very difficult. Even, you know, if someone says to me, do you like this outfit? I have to say, it's not your best.
Okay.
If I don't like it.
But what if it's in the interest of everybody involved? Okay, and I'll give you a situation. Last night, I was in Mittagong with the whole family. We all went for a lovely Mother's Day dinner, okay? And we met up with some friends and it was wonderful. But it went on a little bit longer. So we ended up driving in the dark back from Mittagong to Wollongong. All right, and that's a dark old road. It really is a dark old road. I put on the sat nav, all the rest, okay?
But it doesn't have to even be late. It's getting dark now at like 5:30, right?
Well,
it's
actually, like that is right. Early. That is right. You know, and I was tired after a long weekend and all the rest. But anyway, I'm driving along, and the problem with those sort of trips is once you've had the dinner and all the rest, then people start getting restless because they just... the trip home's boring. You know, it's a boring old trip. You've had the fun and now it's boring. So we're driving along, everybody's getting a little bit restless, and I gotta tell you, it was the longest trip back from Mittagong.
It's only an hour.
Well, it took us an hour and a half. Okay.
Where did you drive to?
Well,
you went via Melbourne.
No. It was a long, long trip. It was a dark all night.
Princess, welcome to my morning commute to Wave FM.
Piece of cake, for goodness sake.
At 4 a.m.
Piece of cake. The whole thing about this one was that, Eileen was sitting beside me, my wife, and she was going, oh, geez, it's a long trip. What's going on? Then I could hear Kiki in the back. She was moaning about it. She was like, oh, can you turn off the music? It was too loud. Then the two boys who were in the backpack seat, they were getting restless and all this. It just went on and on. It was endless. Eventually, we got to Wollongong. Breathe a sigh of relief. We all went into the house grumpy. What I didn't tell them was I took a wrong turn. I went off, and I did, and this is where it comes down to.
You thought you could beat the sat nav, didn't you?
I thought I could beat the sat nav. There was one part where the sat nav said go straight, and it was clearly there was an intersection. There was no straight option. It was either left or right. I chose left. I think I was heading towards Sydney. I was heading towards Sydney, and I was saying nothing to anyone. You know, I was saying nothing. Eileen had dozed a little bit at that point, and then she woke up and she's like, "Oh, geez, we're still driving." And I said, "Yeah, no, we've got to." And I drove and drove until I found, because I had a stream of traffic behind me as well, like a line right behind me.
You're doing 40 k's the entire way.
No, this is peak hour. Peak
so could
hour.
You not, like, are you just the typical bloke? You couldn't just say, darling, I think I've gone the wrong way. Can you just check on your phone? Like, how do I get back on track? What, you couldn't say that?
It said that in exactly 15 kilometres there was a roundabout. So I drove the 15 kilometres to the roundabout, turned around, and Stephen Island was like, "Why, geez, why are we on a roundabout? Doesn't that mean we're going back?" But back to the original question, was I right? To tell, you know, because, I mean, they all arrived at the house grumpy, but can you imagine if I told them that I took a wrong turn and I've added an extra half an hour to our entire trip? I mean, come on. Grumpy level would have really accelerated. Nan and Grandad were in the car. I mean, there could have been punch-ups in the car, you know? Like, it was for the health and safety of everyone on board.
If you had told them that you took a wrong turn and you had no idea where you were, they might have all laughed at you, and then it would have turned a grumpy trip into a fun trip.
No.
Everyone laughing at Dad.
People wanted to wee, all right? And when people want to wee on a car trip in the middle of nowhere, you
let them do it.
You're stuffed.
Here's a bottle.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey Damien, my mum had to fly back to Brisbane on Friday, so I didn't get to spend Mother's Day with her, which is a regular kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. My bestie Phoebe has two little girls. She's a single mum, and she's got two little girls. They're 5 and 3, Georgia and Layla, and she invited me to join them for dinner.
All right, very nice.
Yeah, she always includes me and has all, because, you know, I don't have my own kids, but she has included me in the girls' lives from, you know, like the second she was pregnant, basically.
Yeah.
And they've always called me Auntie Sam or Auntie Sammy. Do you have friends that aren't blood relatives that your kids call Auntie or Uncle?
Not Auntie or Uncle. We do have really close friends who allowed our kids to call them Nana and Poppy, but I don't know that the kids actually do it. But it has been thrown out there.
It might be a real Aussie thing, because I've been referred to as Auntie Sammy for pretty much all of my friends' kids. But
yeah.
These two little girls, Georgia and Layla, I spend the most time with. And I think I'm a really, really good auntie. Like, I always make sure I buy the best Christmas presents and the best birthday presents. And Georgia's even had a sleepover at Auntie Sammy's house, and we had lollipops for breakfast. Shh, don't tell Mum. But we were at dinner yesterday, and halfway through dinner, Georgia, the 5-year-old, says to me out of the blue, "Sammy, are you my real auntie?"
Oh.
And I said, well, not technically, because Mummy and I aren't sisters. You know, we're really close friends, and I love your mum like a sister, and I love you like an auntie would love you.
Yeah.
And she looked at me kind of confused, and she was processing it, because she does have two aunties on her dad's side.
Yeah, yeah.
Blood relatives. But as I said, my girlfriend doesn't have a sister, so she doesn't have any blood relative to call auntie. Anyway, I could see little Georgia was quite confused. And I said, darling, you don't have to call me Auntie Sammy if you don't want to. Like, do you want to think of another name to call me? And she's looking. I said, you can call me Auntie Sammy. You can call me Poo Poo Face. You can call me, like, well, whatever you...
Don't put Poo Poo Face out there. Kids love latching onto things like that. Gee, that's a high-risk maneuver, I got to be honest with you.
I was trying to make light of it because inside I was kind of, like, dying. My heart was breaking.
Oh.
And so she sits there thinking about it, and then she said, okay, I'd like to call you Sam.
Oh, no.
No!
I've been stripped of my title.
Oh, my God.
I've been demoted.
You're like Harry and Meghan. I mean, one minute you were royalty, now you're just...
Sam.
You're just a Canadian now.
I'm devastated. I'm not going to lie, because I love these girls like they literally are my nieces. And my heart broke a little and I was like, okay. Anyway, so I sat there through the rest of dinner. I'm getting teary, actually, as I say it out loud. And I'm thinking, what on earth did I do? Like,
yeah.
I have really stepped up my auntie game. But when I arrived at dinner, she was desperate to grab my hand, desperate for me to sit next to her at dinner. She was desperate for me to take her to the play set, you know, the play area, which those indoor play kid areas are feral.
Yeah.
Feral.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big duty to take a kid to one of those play areas. Anyway, I've been stripped of my title and I'm thinking, okay, it could be one of two reasons why. I didn't bring her a present. So when I arrived at dinner, because her mum's a single mum and not on good terms with the ex-partner, the ex-husband, I'm thinking, I bet he hasn't thought for the girls to buy her a Mother's Day present.
So I went
and bought her a present. I gave it to Georgia and said, here's a little present. You give that to mummy for Mother's Day. And the first thing she says to me is, where's my present? And I said, darling, today's a special day for mummy. It's mummy's day to get presents. You get a present every other time I see you. So is it because I didn't bring her a present?
It is because you didn't give her a present.
Yeah.
And actually, it's just the way you said it as well. Darling, it's a special day for mummy. What you were really saying is, stuff off, kid. All right? Today is not about you. All right? Today is about your mum.
Well, there was one other incident.
Yes?
During dinner, she said, I have to go poo. And I said, okay, Grandma can take you. And she said, no, Sammy, I want you to take me. And I said, nope, not take it. I'm not taking you to do poo. And I'm wondering, is the moral of the story, if you want to be an auntie, you got to be prepared to get your hands dirty.
Yes,
100%, 100%.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I hope you all had a gorgeous Mother's Day yesterday with... less than 20 people in your home. Thanks,
yes.
Gladys. Now, I reckon someone who just scraped in under the 20-person rule with her ever-expanding brood is our very own Wave FM mum, Jade. I thought we should just check in and say good morning and happy Mother's Day, Jade. How are you?
Oh, Sammy, thank you so much. It was a glorious day. It was lovely, very lovely with the kids. But little baby Henry, I said, all I want from Mother's Day is a sleep-in. That's all I want. Trey and curled around, and he didn't give it to me.
He didn't give it to you? That's a disgrace.
How is little Henry?
Oh, look, he's doing really well. He's getting chubbier by the day. We went straight from 4 noughts to 2 noughts because he's about the size of a 6-month-old.
Wow.
Hence the 3 a.m. wake-up calls to eat. But look, how beautiful day. Yeah, the girls got the homemade cards, and I got about my 10th Mother's Day mug. went to the rainforest for a little walk, which was beautiful as well. There were plenty of mums from the Illawarra actually at the rainforest. There was a lineup to get in. It was that popular.
Wow.
Jeez. And I mean, did you get a break in the afternoon? Did Milko just kind of take them all and say, all right, that's it. You just put the feet up, watch a bit of TV. Did you get that at all?
That actually started from breakfast, I'm not going to lie. Mama was having a mimosa at about 8 a.m.
Oh, look at you, mimosa.
Nice.
Oh, yes. No longer pregnant, I see.
How are the other kids going? How are the other kids going with little Bubba?
Oh, so good. They're killing him with kisses, Sammy. It's we have to actually kind of go, get out of his face. Get out of his face. Let him breathe. So he's the most loved little boy in the Illawarra, that's for sure.
You're going to have to bring him in here because, I mean, we need to give him a tour of the whole place, you know, just so he can start learning the trade. You got to get in nice and early. This is what it's all about with these kids, you know, teach them young.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I've said to him that's the last Mother's Day that he sleeps in while I get up at 3 a.m. He's cooking me breakfast next year and happy to get him on the tools. In a month or so, I'll bring him in, get him to work.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice
hey,
work.
Jade, I'm having so much fun here with the boys. Gee, you work with some lovely people. Have you got any tips, though, for working with these two, Rugrats?
Rugrats.
Oh, Australian Damo. Okay. Tip number one, hide your coffee.
that's brutal. All right.
Tip number two. Strainy will never shout, okay? So don't buy him coffee and think he's going to buy you one back because it'll never happen.
Wow.
That is so true, Jade. And you know what? He still claims that I'm the tight one and I buy him so many coffees and the guy never buys me one.
It's because I get free coffees for everybody in the Illawarra, okay? Oh. That's what it's all about. Hey, Jade, again, we hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. The photos of Henry, he just continues to get more and more gorgeous. So clearly he's taken after Mum and not Dad, which is a good thing.
Oh, pass that on to Milko. He'll appreciate that.
Yeah, please don't. Mate, again, happy Mother's Day. We look forward to seeing you really soon, Dale.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All the best.
Hi, darling.
See
y'all.
What about that? Sounds like it was a beautiful day and going down to Minamara Rainforest.
Very
that's
nice.
A cracking spot as well.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.